Okay, great. Well, I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night Consumer Education Conference Call Series. My name is Amy Sandoval, and I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And we have with us as our guest tonight, and each and every Wednesday night, we have David Sandoval. He's the other owner and founder of Purium Health Products, and he has just a wealth of information on nutrition. And we're very lucky to have him with us each and every Wednesday night to share that. So thank you, Dave, so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us tonight.
Absolutely, and I also want to thank you for the wealth of experience that you bring as well. Obviously, you're several years working in a health food store and then acting as the operations manager and, of course, an owner of this nutrition company. So between us, I hope that the information we share with you tonight will be pertinent and helpful to you. We do believe that knowledge is power, and the knowledge that we are going to share with you tonight is going to break down some walls. It's going to shatter some illusions. It's really, in my mind, something that the world really needs to hear, and we hope that you will enjoy it and be inspired to share it with others.
Absolutely. Well, the subject of tonight's call is vitamin C. We're going to be talking about our product that we present in the Purium Health Products line called C from Nature, but we want to give some background. We want to give some history. We want to fast forward to modern times and the science behind vitamin C and the controversy between vitamin C and ascorbic acid, which is what we see on the health food store shelves or the drugstore shelves today. So, Dave, let's just jump right into this subject matter. And can you just tell us, in a nutshell, what exactly is vitamin C?
Well, vitamin C is actually the first, one of the first antioxidants ever discovered. It was found in red peppers, and of course, citrus fruit is most common for containing vitamin C. But red peppers and other fruits like mangoes and papayas, even green foods contain this nutrient. Now, vitamin C is part of a complex, and that complex is really quite healing and has been shown to be healing in studies dating back as early as 1936, where the father of vitamin C, Dr. Albert Saint-Georges, had a published paper which showed that he had discovered this novel antioxidant, and in fact he introduced vitamin C to the world. Now, many of us know about Linus Pauling, who was one of Albert Saint-Georges' students.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, I thought it was Linus Pauling that was the father of vitamin C.
Now, most people, of course, know vitamin C as that common, you know, vitamin that you see sold in health food stores.
Right. Absolutely. And it's funny because most of us don't know about Albert Saint-Georges and that he was the original one who wrote in a journal called Nature back in 1936 all about vitamin C and his research that he did with the red peppers.
Exactly. Now, some of the history of additional history relating to vitamin C is actually sort of interesting. There was a time when sailors would come down with scurvy, and we've all heard the story of how they found out that scurvy was in fact the result of vitamin C deficiency. And the way that they remedied that was to sell dried fruit to the sailors, or to have the sailors would take dried fruit with them on their journey, and eating a small amount of dried fruit each day, they would get enough vitamin C so their body would not suffer from that disease called scurvy, which is really a terrible disease. Now, the funny thing is, I guess the footnote to history, is that one gentleman who is considered, and it's sort of the answer to a trivia question, who was the world's first vitamin C salesman? Well, you see, at the time that they knew that fruit took away scurvy, they didn't really know why. They didn't realize, you know, exactly the implications of it. But the first vitamin C salesman, unbeknownst, was a gentleman who took dried fruit, mangoes and papayas, and he put them into packages, and he sold them to the sailors at the seaside, where the boats came in, as they say. And so his name actually went down in history in many ways because he was so successful at selling vitamin C, if you would, or dried fruit to the sailors that he was able to lease a fleet of ships himself and sail off to explore far lands, and his name was Amerigo Vespucci. And there are those who say that the Americas were actually named after him. So a little footnote in vitamin C history, the first vitamin C salesman actually did pretty good for himself.
Absolutely. Well, let's fast forward to modern times or to current times and talk about, like, when you walk into a health food store, you see rows of vitamin C products and all different varieties. You have effervescents, you have chewables, you have capsules, you have tablets. When you walk into, like, say, a Rite Aid or a CVS pharmacy, you see the same thing.
All toting their high potency as well.
Exactly. And I used to work at a health food store back a long time ago, and that was the number one thing, like, I recommended. Okay, take vitamin C. Even someone that has no clue about nutrition, typically, or who isn't even interested in nutrition, oftentimes when they feel themselves coming down with a cold or flu or something like that, they reach for vitamin C, what they think is vitamin C. So, Dave, just tell us a little bit about how the Western world has been hoaxed. I mean, it's a very big,
possibly one of the greatest hoaxes ever perpetrated in nutritional history is the selling of ascorbic acid as vitamin C, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's like it's been masqueraded as vitamin C, but it's not really vitamin C.
Exactly. Now, everybody's bought a cheap toy, you know, that looks like the real thing and wish that they had spent the money. But unfortunately, when you get vitamin C, you don't see it break down. You don't see it fail to give you what it promised. And so you never learn that, you know what, don't buy the cheap stuff, you know, unfortunately. Well, ascorbic acid is not vitamin C. In fact, in a really amazing article that we put in our Monday Morning Health Minute, it was stated that since ascorbic acid is a tiny portion of natural vitamin C complex, any ascorbic acid product cannot possibly be deemed as natural. And there is no legal definition of natural, but to us, natural is a whole food. Now, it is almost impossible to get sufficient quantities. It is extremely easy to get sufficient quantities of ascorbic acid from nature. It's the other portion of vitamin C is very, very large. In fact, the ascorbic acid is only a small portion of vitamin C. And if you were to make a 500 milligram or 1,000 milligram natural vitamin C, it states here that the pill would have to be the size of a tennis ball. Well, that's not exactly true, but to make 1,000 milligrams of natural vitamin C, you might have to take 20 or 30 capsules of a whole food concentrate. And so the bottom line is that we have proven, it has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the ascorbic acid that is sold in health food stores to you as vitamin C, in other words, it says vitamin C, and then you look on the side and it says as ascorbic acid, and some just say ascorbic acid. They don't even bother putting on the masquerade, because we have been led to believe that ascorbic acid and vitamin C are one in the same, and that simply is not the truth. It will never be the truth, and it has never been the truth. And in fact, Albert St. Georgi tried to cure scurvy and other bleeding conditions, and he found that with pure ascorbic acid, they obtained no response. Yet with a little bit of red pepper or lemon and lime juice, the condition was easily cured. The reason for this is pretty simple, that the nutritive portions of vitamin C do the curing and the healing, and ascorbic acid simply performs the antioxidant function. And you have to understand that an antioxidant is sort of like the quarterback on a football team. If you just left him out there by himself, he would get crushed and not be able to do a thing. Without the line and the running backs and everybody protecting him, and for those of you who don't play football, I'm sorry. That wasn't a good analogy. But the bottom line is that it's like one person on a team trying to beat another team all by themselves, and that just can't be done. And so I think that it's been really proven, and I want to give one more example, and that's, in other scientific experiments done, it's been shown that people with You know, with scurvy and with other conditions driven by vitamin C deficiency, ascorbic acid simply does not act the same as vitamin C. And so really, if you've been out taking high dosages of vitamin C, you have actually been hurting your body. You've been artificially aging your body. Now, Amy, it is true that ascorbic acid will reduce the duration of a cold or flu by about 20%, but it might also dramatically impact your body's health on many other levels.
Exactly.
And that just isn't worth the trade-off.
No, absolutely. And it's very interesting that back in the early 1930s, we knew, or Albert St. George knew, that the whole foods were the way to consume and to get the vitamin C. But all these years, we've been fooled. It's been like a big charade. And just think of all the money that's been spent at the health food stores and at the drug stores on ascorbic acid when we're actually harming our bodies versus building it up.
Now, I want to ask you a question, Amy. I'm going to give you... on one hand, I have $1,000, and on the other hand, I have $100. Which one do you want?
Well, everybody's going to say I want the $1,000.
Okay, now what if I told you that those $1,000 were actually, you know, Russian rubles or Mexican pesos? No offense to our southern neighbors. Then you'd probably go for the dollars, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The problem is, Amy, that people are not exchanging currency properly. They're not realizing that ascorbic acid dollars are cheap and that vitamin C dollars are the standard. It's like, you know, right now, like the euro, very strong. And so the bottom line is that you can't look at just the number. You have to look at the quality and you have to look at the value. And when you look at the value of whole food vitamin C, it's been proven that you could take 5 to 10% of what most people take as ascorbic acid and actually be better off, do more for your body than taking 10 or 20 times more of ascorbic acid. So because of that, Amy and I felt compelled to bring to you a product that we call C from Nature. Now, C from Nature can't be any more self-explanatory. It is whole food, raw, natural vitamin C from food, and all we do is remove the moisture and some excess fiber and concentrate the active portions of the food, and as a result, we're able to give you a whole food vitamin C, and Amy's going to tell you that we have checked the potency. And we could actually tell you what the potency of each capsule is. And depending upon how much you would like in your body, and again, I recommend no more than 100 to 200 milligrams of natural vitamin C is necessary.
Dave? Uh-oh, I believe we lost Dave for a moment. But what he was about to say is that no more than 100 to 200 milligrams of natural vitamin C a day is necessary because, again, of the concentrated potency of the natural vitamin C versus the ascorbic acid. And in our product from Purium Health Products, the C from Nature, each capsule contains 23 milligrams of naturally occurring vitamin C. So if you wanted to get 100, you would take approximately 4 capsules per day. So I hope Dave is going to be joining us back on the line in just a moment here. So let's move on and talk about the next point until he does, and I apologize for the awkwardness here. But in the article that was in the Monday Morning Health Minute, it went on to talk about, Dave, is that you?
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
I don't know when you lost me.
Oh, well, you were talking about the 100 to 200 milligrams, and I wrapped that up and said that that would be equivalent, 100 milligrams would be equivalent to taking 4 capsules of C from Nature.
Excellent. So it's about 25 milligrams of natural vitamin C to get the RDI or the government's recommendation. It would be 3 of those capsules.
Correct.
Then you could take it yourself, you know, from there and take a little bit more if you like. But remember, a lot more is not necessary. It's that good. So
absolutely. And there was an interesting point in the article that said that when people take these huge doses of ascorbic acid, they're getting like all this antioxidant material, and these antioxidants are supposed to protect us from free radicals and serve as anti-aging products. But most people's cells are actually starved for oxygen, and huge doses of these chemical antioxidants, and let's underline or emphasize the word chemical antioxidants, can make these conditions where we're lacking oxygen even worse. So we think we're doing something really good for our body. We think this is the anti-aging magic bullet. We're just causing more harm because we're just we're still starved for oxygen, and it's even increasing that starvation.
That is a very good point, and in fact, I encourage everybody to go back, because I would love to read the article verbatim. It is that good. And, you know, I did want to mention, you know, that we do have, again, the product called Sea from Nature, and many people actually believe that, you know, the nutrition industry and the pharmaceutical industry are diametrically opposed or separate powers. And what they don't know is that the vitamins that you take from your family-owned or chain nutrition store come from the same corporations, the same pharmaceutical companies, basically the same source. And the only true alternative and the only natural healing comes from pure, unadulterated food. Those plants and herbs and phytonutrient-rich plants from the oceans and the sea, those should be your nutritional sources. And this has never been illustrated as well as it has been in the article that we're recommending. And because of that, we strongly promote, because of the information in the article, because we agree with it, we strongly promote a whole food concept. And knowing how much confusion surrounds the issue of vitamin C and ascorbic acid, we wanted to clearly tell everybody. We felt compelled to dedicate this time to this important subject and draw attention to what we believe to be the finest whole food source of vitamin C available on the planet. And that comes from three or four different foods that come from three or four different cultures from all around the world. And Amy and I have always strove to learn from Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, from Swiss herbology, and from South American healing arts and herbology and others as well. And we've drawn upon those four in particular for this product. And Amy, do you want to sort of share with people the ingredients list and maybe a tidbit of information about why we chose each ingredient?
Sure, that would be great. Well, the first ingredient, the largest component in our Purium Health product, Seed from Nature, is amla. It's also, its Latin name is Imbilica officinalis. It's an Ayurvedic herb from India, been used in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands and thousands of years. There's some really cool new research that's just come out about amla. Would you like to share that, Dave?
Well, actually, it is quite amazing in that we're very fascinated with the vitamin C content of amla. But the truth is that it is the tannin content that may hold even greater healing potential.
And you know what, let's repeat that. It's the tannin content. I don't know if everyone's familiar with that phytochemical, but it's T-A-N-N-I-N. Is that correct?
Correct, and amla is actually 44% tannins. Yeah, it may be very high in vitamin C, up to 5, 6, 7% naturally occurring vitamin C, but 44% tannins. And remember that tannins are in that same family like catechins are in tea that are very, very healing to the body. So the amla relaxes the body. It gives you a clear state of mind. It boosts the immune system in so many ways, in addition to from vitamin C, but inspired by the tannins. And so that's what, in my mind, is so incredibly important about amla, is that it is a very well-rounded herb. It is not just the vitamin C that offers that benefit.
Absolutely. It's been used for its anti-aging and immune-enhancing properties, like we said, for thousands and thousands of years in Ayurvedic medicine.
Make medical claims, but if you were to look in Ayurvedic medicine, you name the condition, and they claim that amla is the answer.
Exactly. Well,
it's the most used herb in all of Ayurvedic medicine.
Well, the next ingredient that we put in the Seed from Nature is the acerola cherry, and that's it. Its roots come from Europe, and it has been known as a very, very potent, again, natural source of vitamin C, and it's also very high in other nutrients, like it also has provitamin A, it has niacin, potassium, magnesium, pantothenic acid, and other B vitamins. It also has been researched that the acerola, again, can help the body fight off stress. So that's what we're finding is kind of a common thread in several of these ingredients that are in the Seed from Nature that are high in naturally occurring vitamin C, is they also help the body deal with stress and certain mental, you know, mental health issues.
And that comes from, it gives a calming, soothing effect, and it also has anti-inflammatory effect, which is great for, obviously, you know, cerebral pressure, which means headaches, which means cramping, which means the heart, you know, anything that is needing a bioflavonoid or a anti-inflammatory proanthocyanidin is going to be benefited from with omelet and acerola.
Exactly. Now, the next ingredient comes from South America. That is the camu camu or camu camu. I'm not exactly sure the proper way to pronounce it. But this also has been studied for mood balancing, botanical support for immune support. Also, it's very, very high in naturally occurring vitamin C. Also, anti-herpetic. So there's just a lot of research out there on camu camu, and so that's why we decided to include it as well in the Seed from Nature.
Exactly, and many people think about the bilberry, European bilberry, as being great for the eyes. Well, camu camu has that same effect. It's great for the eyes, it's great for the skin, and clarity of mind in times of stress and anxiety. These are just like passion flower, and foods like that have been shown that they're not as high in vitamin C. Camu is in that family and has that amazing ability to soothe and calm frayed nerves, and that's a benefit beyond vitamin C.
Exactly. And again, just like amla bean used as a widespread tonic in Ayurvedic medicine, camu camu is used as a tonic almost as well in like South American rainforest type botanicals and medicine.
It's native to the Amazon River region. And it has 100 times the vitamin C per gram as an orange. And so we're talking about a very potent food. And this has been used for years by the tribes that live and the natural healers that practice their art within the rainforest. And camu camu is a very revered herb in South America, just as acerola was in Europe, just as the amalaki was in Ayurvedic medicine. And rose hips, the fourth sort of vitamin C source, is also, it's also very, very potent in vitamin C, but it is also rich in bioflavonoids, which are vital to build strength and immunity in your body. And they also build up the collagen underneath the skin, helping take away wrinkles and giving the skin a thicker, fuller, more youthful look. And that is continued in the citrus bioflavonoids. And we actually added the bioflavonoids found in citrus fruits. We weren't so impressed with the vitamin C in citrus. We wanted to get our vitamin C from other foods, so we actually took additional bioflavonoids because the vitamin C in these foods are so potent, and because it takes bioflavonoids to activate vitamin C, we felt we needed to add additional bioflavonoids because they are, you know, again, help create collagen, which is, again, the thick skin, helps us utilize vitamin C, create firm connective tissue, which gives the muscle tone. And they're widely used to treat diseases of the blood vessels and lymph systems, including, you know, including swollen blood vessels that cause things like hemorrhoids and chronic venous insufficiency, leg ulcers, easy bruising, nosebleeds, those type of things. And so these compounds work and strengthen the walls of blood vessels, and obviously this is very important for heart health. So vitamin C plays an implicit role in human nutrition. It is one of the commonly found nutrients in nature. Almost every food has some portion of it in it, But to say that ascorbic acid is going to replace an insufficiency of vitamin C in your diet is not only false and misleading, it is, as Amy pointed out, potentially dangerous in many ways.
Exactly, and I just wanted to run over really quickly a couple of the things that this article points out, that it says, you know, can ascorbic acid, it's not going to hurt you, is it? And there has been published studies that ascorbic acid pills can speed up the process of hardening of the arteries. Well, I'm sure none of us want that. That cancer cells thrive on glucose and ascorbic acid. That ascorbic acid is excreted via the kidneys within 24 hours. And that 500 milligrams of ascorbic acid daily can actually damage your DNA genetic material. So we have these ascorbic acid antioxidant pills that are sold to the public. They literally cost pennies because it's ascorbic acid is a mixture of glucose, which is from corn sugar, boiled with something called sulfuric acid. Well, that doesn't sound very natural, does it? So we have these companies that literally are making the ascorbic acid for pennies and selling it for big bucks on the market, and there's just a lot of evidence that these things are very dangerous. It sounds like we're getting some strange music in the background. Dave, are you there? Dave? Okay. Well, I also wanted to point out that that because it is made from corn, and corn is one of the most highly genetically modified food organisms out there in our food chain, a food supply. And GMOs are something, I'm certainly not an expert on GMOs. Dave has a lot more information than I do. Also, our naturopathic doctor, Dr. Michael Woolfield, is very passionate about the GMO subject. But GMOs, they're new. They're modified organisms, genetically modified organisms, and there just has not been the research and the studies done to prove that they're safe. So we just do not know what they are doing in our system and how they could be causing havoc within our system. And so we think we're doing, again, something really good by taking this ascorbic acid or feeding this ascorbic acid to our children. And, again, it could be causing allergic reactions just because of the corn or because of the genetically modified organism. So you just don't want to take that chance because, again, corn is one of the highest known allergens out there. And so, again, ascorbic acid is directly sourced from corn, where RC from nature, again, is not ascorbic acid whatsoever. It's natural vitamin C from the different herbs that we've just talked about, from the amla, from the acerola cherry, from the camu camu, and the rose hips. And again, some of these are fruits. The rose hips are an herb, and it's just a very synergistic combination. We've gone out and we've searched out through different cultures, through different regions of the world to find what they call upon for their vitamin C needs, and we've synergistically combined them all together for you in our product from Purium Health Products called C from Nature.
And the really amazing thing is that they used amla long before they knew what vitamin C was, long before it was identified. They used it because it worked. We found out later why it worked. They've been using rose hips, and they've been using camu camu, and they've been using all of these things for centuries. And we are only now learning why they work, and that's very interesting. But the important thing is that they do work, and Amy and I are dedicated to bringing you the purest, rawest, you know, highest quality available in the world. And the reason why is because if you're going to rely upon whole foods for your nutritional needs, you want to make sure that those whole foods are, of course, the highest quality available.
Absolutely, and we present these in vegetarian capsules. To make them very easy to take. You can give them to your kids, 100% safe for any member of your family.
Excellent. Well, Amy, I want to thank you. It's been, in my opinion, a very important and informative call, and I invite everybody to, you know, to use this call to help inform others about this important stuff.
Absolutely, and I invite everyone also to check your email, check your inbox, read the Monday Morning Health Minute. If for some reason you did not receive a copy of that, you can view it on our website at www.phporder.com under the Education tab, and also click on the link to See for Nature, and you can read all about all the ingredients that we just talked about here tonight.
Fantastic. Now, Amy, would you... did you give everybody the replay line just now? I'm afraid that I was looking aside.
No, let me give the replay line one more time. So if you'd like to share this with any friends, family, or loved ones, you can do that by having them call 212-461-8911. And this call will be available starting tomorrow afternoon, and it will run for 1 week. So, again, and it will also be permanently archived on our website at www.phporder.com under the Education tab.
Fantastic. Well, again, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We said that we would keep it at 15 minutes, and we managed to keep it to 30. So congratulations to us. Perhaps we'll cool it down a little bit when we might find some parts that we can edit out, but perhaps, you know, a good 15, 20 minutes is what we should end up with. So thank you again, Amy. Great job tonight. And thank everybody for joining us.
Awesome. Have a wonderful night. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye-bye.
Good night now.